The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
You are listening to Liverpool Live and we are talking cruises. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Jess Hartley from Vision Cruises, join me. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. All that Friday feeling, you know?
I have. I've got it too. I've got my tan on. I'm sitting here looking a show because I've got a party this weekend. And do I smell like biscuits? Can you smell me?
No.
Oh, that's all right.
I can't smell
that. That's okay. So we are talking cruising. But you normally come on, we normally talk about how wonderful the ships are. I was saying last week, we were talking about roller coasters, weren't we, on the ship, and just how amazing that is. But this week, we're going to talk about something a little different because Vision Cruise not only sort out, you know, your sailing experience, cruising around the world, they'll help you out before you actually get on your cruise as well, won't they?
Yep. So anything to do with your holiday. So I know we were talking about this last week, but any cruise that you choose you want to do, so whether it's in Japan, whether it's from New York, whether it's in Alaska, wherever it is in the world, we can always add your flights, your hotels, and package it up to basically your dream holiday. So it's unique to you. You can stay in whatever hotel you want, fly with whatever airline you want. It's all tailored around you. And we will sort all of that up for you. So we'll do all your check-in for you. We'll send you all your tickets.
Oh, that is so handy.
So you just literally get it and go.
That's so much better because my mum's always there at like 5, even if we leave at like 3 in the afternoon, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, isn't it? Like, tickets, passport, wait, you know, so that would be just a nice, a lovely kind of relaxing way to start your holiday, you sorting it all out.
Exactly.
Is there somewhere that's like really popular for people to go before they get on the cruise? Like, is there a city that like people love? Is it all over?
Yeah, I think it just depends on the person who's going, really. I know a lot of people do like to go out to Southampton because it's just so easy.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because you don't even have to fly anywhere, you don't have to worry about going through, you know, all the airports and everything. You just get down to Southampton and you're on, and your holiday is started before you've even left the country. But then there's also like your Mediterranean ports, so Barcelona is really popular, Rome and Venice, you can sail out of all three of those, so they're really popular, especially in the summer. And then if you're looking to go long haul, Miami is a really popular one to go to the Caribbean. You can go from LA and do Mexico. You can go from New York and do the Caribbean or Canada. So it just depends on the destination you want to go to, really. And there's just so many choices for each destination.
So if you say you want to, because I know that the negative thing that people like to say about cruising is that, oh well, you can't, don't like it because you can't get off and explore. So this kind of, I know you can on a lot of your cruises, you can get off and explore, but this is kind of an added, like, you know, you can get off, you can have a good nosy round. How can people stay safe? Is it like 2 weeks before? Can they do that?
They
like,
can do whatever they want. Oh, so you can either make the cruise the main bit of your holiday, or you can make it an added extra onto your holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
So, for example, if you wanted to go to Florida and do Orlando for 10 days and do all the theme parks and do all that, you can add like a 4 or 5 night sailing onto the end. So you've got like a relaxing, like long little break afterwards to make it like a 2 week holiday. Or they can go to, we do like a train and sail pass. So it's like land and sea, Alaska. So they go on a train through the Rocky Mountains and then they get on a ship and they do an Alaska sailing.
Oh,
so
stop.
Like the sailings vary from like 2 to 99 nights. So you can tailor it with a stay for however long you want, really. It depends what you want to see in the place that you're sailing from.
Oh, amazing.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Book your next holiday with Vision Cruise and receive the best deals around. Come back new with Princess Cruises and their brand new offer of onboard spends. Whether you want to treat yourself to a day in the spa, a romantic meal in one of the specialty restaurants, or explore on one of their shore excursions, it's all on Princess Cruises. Let Vision Cruise take care of all your holiday needs. Your local cruise agent with over 35 years' experience. Visit us today at visioncruise.co.uk. Vision Cruise. See the difference.
We're talking about excursions you can do either before or after your cruise, and how you guys at Vision Cruises tailor the holidays to the individual. Yep. I'm just having a look at some of the amazing opportunities and tours and things you can do before you get on your cruise that you guys organise, because it's nice that as well, because you don't want to get there, especially now that everything's lifting back up again and people are going on holiday, things might be getting booked up. So if you guys can sort that out, that that just takes added pressure off people. So if you say you're going to Oz, you can go and have a look at the Barrier Reef, can't you?
Yeah. Fun fact, I actually lived in Australia for about 18 months, a couple of years ago. So
how was that?
Incredible.
Was it?
Yeah. Best time of my life.
Was it?
It was amazing.
So what do you recommend then as someone who was living there?
So we did the whole East Coast. So obviously, I mean, that takes a while. I'm not saying you have to do the whole East Coast, but I would definitely go to Sydney and see the Opera House, and you can do tours. I know we were just talking.
Yeah, sort that out for you.
Yeah, we can do tours that take in the Opera House. They take in the Sydney Bridge. I know people who we travelled with actually walked like up, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where you can do, like, is it the O2?
Yes.
You can walk up it, you're all harnessed in and stuff, or you can do that on the Sydney Bridge, and apparently the views are incredible. So that can all be done. We can sort that. The Great Barrier Reef, obviously, is one of the, like,
I'd give my
staple.
Arm, you know.
Yeah.
I'd give my arm.
Exactly.
To
it's
have
like
a lot there.
Top of people's bucket list stuff, isn't it? So you would do that from pretty much anywhere on the East Coast. Further up is probably better for you, towards like Cairns and stuff. The top of everybody's bucket list should be the Whitsunday Islands, because that is just incredible.
Not heard of that.
If you've
Tell
not heard
more.
Of it, Google it.
Okay.
It is number one beach in the whole world.
Oh, so, big statement from Jess there.
No, it's fact.
It's fact.
It's fact.
Is it?
So if you Google it, I think it's called Hill Inlet. It's like you overlook basically the ocean.
Yeah.
And at certain points in the year, like, the sand swirls into the water. So the water is crystal clear.
Oh my goodness.
The sand is white, and it literally, if you Google it now, honestly.
I am, I'm going to get it up. That sounds
Whitsunday
amazing.
Islands, you can do, I think we did a 2 or 3 night boat, and you sleep on the boat and they take you around all the islands and they show you the best bits, but that is just incredible.
It sounds like an utter dream, and one that I want to talk about, just because I was supposed to be there last week, but we had to cancel it, all the pandemic. I'm going to Jamaica, right? And I've just noticed that you guys organise the Duns River Falls tour, which is massively popular. You know, when you do your kind of research before you go on holiday, I've been having a look at that, and that's really, really popular. And you guys organise that?
Yeah. Funnily enough, we were just talking about that this morning with my colleagues. Yeah. So one of my colleagues actually has done the trip and said it was just incredible. If you go into Jamaica, definitely put that on your list to do.
I'm gonna note that down.
It can be a bit tough, she said, to kind of get up, because obviously you've got to climb it and hike it and stuff, but she said it's 100% worth it, so definitely put that on your list.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Do you guys get to kind of go to these places and then you report back? And
I mean, we have to go on our own holidays, don't we?
Of course you do, of course.
But yeah, I mean, we always do. We always experience it for ourselves if we can, and then we just have better knowledge of the product, then,
exactly,
don't we, really?
So, you can help the customers out more. Yeah, it's not a bad thing to, you know, it's not a taxing thing to have to experience for your customers, is it, really? Oh, amazing. We are talking cruising here on Liverpool Live with Jess Hartley.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Book with Vision Cruise today and jump on board the most exciting ships at sea, Carnival Cruise Lines. Sailing from Dover for summer 2022 for fun-filled adventure. Carnival Pride invites you to dine refined, from the zen-like simplicity of bonsai sushi to the best burgers at sea, Guy's Burger Joint. With adult-only retreats and the onboard water park, there's fun for everyone. Visit us today at visioncruise.co.uk and chat to one of our friendly cruise experts. Vision Cruise. See the difference.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
We've been talking all about going to the Great Barrier Reef, the Sydney Opera House, Dunn's River in Jamaica. Now, a little bit closer to home, you were telling me before, Jess, that the Mediterranean cruises are always very, very popular.
Yep.
Rome. You can do Rome on your own, which I think is great. So you don't actually have to go in on an organized kind of group. You can just, so how does that work, Rome on your own?
So it'll be like admissions to certain museums or certain tourist hotspots, if that's what you want to call them. It'll include all your admissions to there, and you kind of just book the day you want to go and you can explore it on your own rather than a guided tour kind of thing.
That's so handy for people that want to have their little nosy round.
These don't even have to be done before or after your cruise. If you're visiting Rome on your cruise, if that's one of your ports to call, book that, get off the ship on that day, and then you're sorted for the day. You don't have to kind of like think, oh, what are we going to do here? We're not really sure what to do.
And if you are on a cruise and you want to kind of do that, is it, how do they just give you a bell whilst you're on the ship, or?
No, so you can book them all in advance, which is what we would advise doing, because they are popular and people do book them up. You can either book them through ourselves with a partner we work with, or you can book them directly with the cruise line as well. So they offer them on board and before you get on as well.
Oh, great.
So if it's a last minute thing and you get on and you think, oh, we're at Rome in a few days, we want to do something, you can always book it on board if they've got any spaces left, or you can just go online and book one there and then.
That's so handy.
But I would advise people to book them in advance and kind of plan your trip out, because as I say, they do get booked up and they are really popular. But it saves the hassle of thinking, oh, I've never been to Rome before, I don't really know where to go, I don't know how to get round.
Of course.
And we were saying before, they are reasonable, aren't they? The prices
reasonable.
For some of them are just
so...
They are reasonable, so...
I mean, you're talking like, what's this one here? Sightseeing, Naples, hop-on, hop-off tour, £30 per person.
And that's for your whole day, you're sorted.
That's
£30.
Wonderful.
And you're good to go.
And you can do here, this caught my eye, because this is something that's utterly on my bucket list. One of the top ones on my bucket list, I might add, Pompeii.
Yeah.
You can do a guided tour of Pompeii. Oh.
So that would be obviously one of the ones that you would get off in the middle of your cruise.
Yeah.
So it'd be Naples as your port of call.
Yeah.
You'd get off in Naples, and if you've booked a tour, they'd pick you up at the port, they'd have a little sign with your name on, get on, they'd take you around wherever you've booked to go and get you back in time for your cruise leaving.
Oh, amazing. Jess, I know you said you love Australia. You were there for a long time. And what was that place that people needed to Google?
The Whitsundays.
The Whitsundays, right. Advise you to do that. But a little bit closer to the home, maybe where would you go if you had to choose?
I really, really want to do Norway.
Oh, I've been.
Everyone who goes to Norway, especially on a cruise, do the Norwegian fjords, say it is just one not to miss. I know people who've been 5, 6, 7 times. Yeah. It's that good. You get so close to the fjords and the waterfalls, and it's meant to be breathtaking. So that I really want to do that.
That is a great idea. I've done Norway, but not on a cruise. I think that would be glorious.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Definitely.
Absolutely beautiful. And then fingers crossed you get a little look at the Northern Lights as well.
That
would be amazing.
Exactly.
Jess, thank you so much for joining me today. When are you next back? Is it next week or the week after?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks.
Soon.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll be talking more about ships and cruising then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.